In this video, we are going to talk about life coaching ministry in a revitalized church. A legacy church may be small, aging, or plateaued, but it can still become a place where people receive encouragement, direction, prayer, accountability, and practical Christian support. Many people in the community are not first looking for a worship service. They are looking for help with life. They are asking questions like, how do I rebuild my marriage? How do I handle anger? How do I find purpose? How do I recover after failure? How do I grow closer to God? How do I make wise decisions? A revitalized church can meet people at those questions. Life coaching ministry is not counseling. It is not therapy. It is not professional mental health care. It is a Christian ministry of encouragement, goal setting, listening, prayer, scripture, wise questions, and practical next steps. In a legacy church, this kind of ministry can open new doors. A trained life coach minister can meet with a young adult trying to find direction. A retired believer can encourage someone entering a new season of life. A marriage-minded couple can receive biblical preparation. A grieving person can be gently guided toward hope and support. This matters because revitalization is not only about getting people into seats on Sunday. It is about rebuilding the church as a place of care, formation, and mission. One common mistake is to launch coaching ministry without training or boundaries. Good intentions are not enough. A coach must know what they are called to do and what they are not called to do. Some situations require referral to pastors, counselors, legal professionals, medical providers, or crisis services. Christian Leaders Institute can help train coaching-minded leaders. Christian Leaders Alliance can provide appropriate recognition or ministry pathways where needed. A revitalized church asks, who in our community needs encouragement, direction, and Christian care? Then it asks, who can we train to serve them wisely? Life coaching ministry helps a legacy church become personal again. It says to the community, we are not only reopening our building, we are reopening our hearts. That is a beautiful step toward renewal.